My Lord, what is this world coming to? What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the situation.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that I say or you hear somebody else say on this program and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth because God is on our side. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are getting the truth out of the word of God, you don't have to be afraid. Because God is indeed on your side. Good morning to you out there in radio land. We hope and pray that you've been having a good day so far. And we hope that you have the rest of your day will also be a great day in the Lord. The scripture says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And so be glad about this day because you have never seen the same day twice. God always give you a brand new day. All right, today in the Situation Room, this is the day that we have marriage questions and answers. Marriage question and answer today in the Situation Room. But before we answer the questions, let me give you some contact information just in case you want to send a question in. You want us to answer a question or either deal with a hot topic. You can email it in. Email it at BibleWayIrving@gmail.com. That's BibleWayIrving at gmail.com. Or you can give me a phone call at 972-257-3766. 972-257-3766. All right, like I say, today is the day that we answer your marriage questions, and I have with me my bride of 32 years, just so happy to have her in the Situation Room. How you doing this morning, Miss Marion Wilbert?
I am doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm doing fine. So just happy to have you again. You know, they say you never miss your water until the well runs dry. And I missed you 2 weeks ago, and so glad to have you last week and glad that you're back this week in the Situation Room helping me out with these questions here. We got some questions, don't we?
We have 3 good questions today.
All right, let's see, can we get all 3? Normally, you know, we get stuck on the first one or the second one, but let's see, can we get all 3 today?
Okay, question number 1. Most people I know are divorced. What can I do to make our marriage last?
All right. She said most of the married folks that she know no longer married, huh?
Right.
They're divorced. And she wants to know
what she can do.
Yeah, what can she do to make a marriage last? Well, one thing I would learn from other people's mistakes and try not to repeat those same mistakes. That's what I would do. You know, most couples that get married, they had one major problem combined with a lot of little problems, and they lost hope in their marriage, you know. So for the most part, you know, they had a lot of little things, and then they had one big thing, and that kind of sunk them, you know. They said, well, he ain't no change, or she's not gonna change, you know. It's kind of like the scrawl that broke the camel's back. Well, we know that one little scrawl didn't break the camel's back. There was a lot of other stuff that was piled up on that camel before that broke that camel's back. And that's normally what happens in a marriage. There's a lot of stuff that's been piling up over days, months, and years. And till people, they done reached their limit, and they say, you know, I can't take it no more. And they want out.
Be done with this.
Yeah, they want to be. So the key is, don't let stuff pile up. Don't let it pile up. One little scrawl is not going to break the camel's back.
But when it add up, it
but
does.
When you put a bunch of scrawls on the camel's back, go on and deal with it. You know, last week, because this question kind of reminded me of the other question that we had from last week. A lady was getting ready to get married,
mm-hmm.
and wanted to know what would be some, you know, some pointers to help her marriage stay together. And one of the things you gave was Ephesians, I believe, 4:25, about be angry but sin not, let not the sun go down on your wrath.
Mm-hmm.
And so this could apply even right there. Go on and deal with them problems right away. Mm-hmm. You know, go on and deal with it. Whatever is wrong, try to fix it, and don't let it start piling up, because you can start saying, okay, well, we're going to talk about it. And then you don't talk about it. Then something else come up and you say, well, we'll talk about it. So that's two things. But then you don't take the time to talk about that. So have short accounts, I mm-hmm. guess I would say. Have short accounts when it comes to problems. Go on and get those problems out the way. But another thing, keep the line of communication open. Wouldn't you say so, Sister Wilbur?
That's the most important one.
You think that's the most important
one? Because that's what Satan wants to do, is to cut off the line of communication. When you don't communicate, you doing your own thing, he's doing his own thing. So Satan is sitting back, you know, having a big party here. Because I got them, they're not talking.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. You know, when nations go to war, one of the first things that they do
is destroy the communication.
Yeah, they will send the Marines in there behind the enemy lines, and they'll start clipping those wires, mm-hmm. those telephone wires, and they'll mess with the communication system.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they done cut off this group from this group over here, they divide and conquer. And kind of like what you were saying, you know, Satan want this one to be doing this over here, and this one to be doing it. Well, Satan got them mm-hmm. if they ain't communicating.
Okay.
Yeah. What is another thing, Sister Wilbert, you would think?
They should have a family council at least once a week where they can discuss the different problems or issues. If they see something that they don't like, or they can do better in,
mm-hmm.
that's the time to come. And that's a form of communication.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that fits right in there with communication. That's a how-to part on that communication. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you could do is go ahead and implement that right away. Implement that right away. Every week, y'all will have some kind of discussion. Y'all going to discuss kind of like what we do here, Sister Wilbur. On Friday, we have a review
and a preview.
And a preview. We review that week that we done had here in the Situation Room. And then we do a preview of what's to come. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what every home needs to do. They need to have a review. Let's kind of talk about what happened this week. And then talk about what's going to happen next week. Mm-hmm. And set up the game plan for it.
So you have a strategy.
Yeah, if there are some bills that need to be paid, you know, come up with the strategy. Matter of fact, that's the next thing.
Discuss the finances.
Right? Yeah, discuss those finances regularly. Discuss the what, the when, the who, the how, the bills are to get paid. Discuss the what. What's going to get paid? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first thing. What we're going to pay this week. And then, when is it going to get paid? Are we going to pay it on Tuesday? Are we going to pay it on the 15th? You know, when is it going to get paid? And then who's going to pay it? You know, don't take for granted that, okay, that your wife is going to pay it or the husband. Y'all need to nail that down. Who's going to pay it? Who's going to pay it? And how is going to be paid? Is it going to be paid out of the checking account? Is it going to be paid with the credit card? Is it going to be paid out the savings? You know, so all of those things need to be discussed. The what, the when, the who, the how, and even the where. You know, sometimes you can pay some bills
at
the grocery store. You can pay it at Kroger. You mm-hmm. can pay it at Fiesta, or you can pay it at the check cashing place.
Yeah. So there's several outlets that you can go to.
Yeah. So don't assume anything. Make sure that, like you say, keep the lines of communication open. Then discuss the finances regularly. I would do those two things. Well, we said three things because keep short account. Don't let things pile up. So that's mm-hmm. that would be the third thing. And Sister Wilbur, anything else you think that couple should know?
Well, the husband, you know, needs to make time for his wife.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big one right there.
Because a lot of women feel like that, you know, they always come in last. Mm-hmm. You know, if whatever the husband want to do, he go ahead and do it with his friends or do it by himself, she feels left out.
Yeah.
And so if he include her in that, you know, if it's just go get ice cream, that's uh-huh. spending some time.
Okay.
With her, and she would, you know, she would feel better.
Yeah.
About the situation. Even if they do have some problems, she would feel much better at this time.
Yeah. Yeah, so I agree. I would encourage the husband to make some time. He made time when they was courting.
He made a lot of time.
Yeah, and so he needs to make some time now. You know, as you always say, whatever you've done to get her, you're going
to
have
to keep.
Do the same thing to keep her. Yeah, so I would encourage the husband to make some time. I would encourage the wife to make time for sex and keep your husband's sexual needs satisfied. You know, if you would ask the average man regarding the average married man, let me make sure I get this right, the average married man regarding his sex life and ask him to rate his sex life. Do you have sex more than enough, not enough, just enough, or just right? He probably would say not enough. He probably would say that there's not enough bed action. And so the wife needs to fix that. She needs to fix that problem to make sure that if somebody, if the wife, she needs to ask the husband and to make sure that he can say, just right.
Mm-hmm.
Just right. Remember like the three lit bears and Goldilocks.
Mm-hmm.
Goldilocks, you know, she tried the chair, and one chair was too hard and one chair was too soft. But she said, this chair right here is just right. Well, that's what you want to hear from your husband, wife. You want to hear your husband say, just right. Yeah, you don't want him complaining and pouting and what have you. Because you want him to come to you to fulfill that sexual need. You don't want him to start going out on you looking for sex. No, he got that right at home. And so make sure that, you know, the Bible called that over in 1 Corinthians 7:3, do benevolence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make sure you take care of the wifey duties. We'll call that the wifey duty.
And vice versa.
Yeah, and vice versa. Amen. All right. And then I would just encourage them to try to do things together. So many married couples, they just don't do stuff together. Sometimes they even go places, but they don't be together.
Mm-hmm.
And you never would know sometime that they are a couple.
That's true.
So I would encourage you to try to start at home, eat together. Study the Bible together, you know, read your Bibles together, pray together, go to the same church together, and get involved in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just want both of y'all go to church, and then a lot of times the wife is heavily involved. She's in two or three different ministries, and the husband is sitting at home watching television.
True.
And no, husband, you get involved in the church too. So make sure that y'all are together. And so as this couple, this lady asks, most people I know are divorced. What can I do to make our marriage last? Those are some suggestions that I would have. Don't allow things to pile on. Keep the line of communication. Discuss the finances regularly. Husband, make time for the wife. Wife, make time for the husband. Sexually, both of y'all make time for each other sexually, and then try to do things together, particularly spiritual things. Mm-hmm. Pray together, eat together. You know, back in the early days, they said that one of the things that held families together was they ate a meal together.
At least one.
They said that 6 o'clock, around 6-7 o'clock dinner time, they said that when that started going away, they said that's when the family started going away. So like today, a lot of people at 6 o'clock dinner time, well, actually they don't have no dinner time for a lot of couples. They don't really have it. And even when they do, one is watching TV in this room, one is watching TV in the other room, one is working on the computer, and then one is eating. And so they very seldom even eat together at the table.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I would bring that back. I would implement that. It's, particularly, they look like they just got married. I would implement that, Sister Wilbur.
That's something I would implement.
Hey, we're going to cut the TV off when it's dinner time, and we're going to eat together as a family. Because, see, that's when they used to do family council. That's when they used to discuss different things. Take, for instance, this show, The Waltons. Mm-hmm. Remember The Walton? When they bring everybody together, then that's when you can see, like, if Mary Ellen kind of got her head down and she ain't hard, she just picking at the food, then Mama gonna pull her aside.
What's wrong, Mary Ellen?
Yeah, gonna pull her aside. So that's where you can find out what's going on. I can remember even, you know, when the boys was growing up, how all of us used to eat together there at the table, and how we used to discuss what's going on in the life, the ball game. I got a ball game tomorrow. I got this coming up. Well, that's normally where we used to find out everything, right there at that dinner table.
And then also we used to do breakfast together, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every morning.
Yeah, so sharing those meals together is one way to stay together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I think we kind of went long on that one, Sister Will, but we got a we got one that's kind of short here or something.
Yeah. Question number two.
Okay.
My mate and I are like the odd couple.
They like the odd couple.
I try to be neat, but my mate is messy.
Oh, boy.
What can I do to keep this from driving us apart?
Wow.
So one is neat and one is messy.
I like that. I like that. I like that imagery. The odd couple. They're the odd couples. Which, you know, back in the day, you used to have this man and this other. Well, actually, it was two men.
It was
two men. It was two men, and one was messy and
one was neat.
You know, Tony Randall was the neat one.
And Jack Klugman.
Jack Klugman was the
messy
one. So Jack Klugman could be smoking a cigarette and drop the cigarette down, and Tony Randall would, you know, pick it up. And so, yeah, so I like that imagery there. But I would try to encourage this couple, don't make this little thing into a major thing. This is something minor, but don't make it into something major. What probably is happening here, Sister Will, but this seems like another newlywed kind of couple.
Mm-hmm.
It probably hadn't been married too long. And so one probably came from a family where everything was neat and very orderly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything had a home.
Yeah, everything had a home. I mean, everything had to be in order, but this other person come from a home where the priorities was not so much on cleanliness. And so this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to grow and to develop. A lot of time a person haven't been trained or haven't been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, particularly folks that come from the country, or if they was poor, and a lot of times you don't have closet space. A lot of times you don't have dirty clothes hampers and things like that. So this is an opportunity to train your mate that, okay, all the dirty clothes goes in this dirty clothes hamper.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks, you know, have never had a dirty clothes hamper before.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks have never had a closet space before. I can remember in my mom's name, old house, the original house that we grew up in, it only had one central closet, but we didn't, and we had everything else. We had these big, what, shift rows. Yeah. And so I think the girls, they had those shift rows, but the boys, we had stuff hanging up on a nail on the wall and stuff. So coming from a poor background, a lot of times you don't have a lot of thing. But, you know, my mom, boy, she was a sticker still on, you know, cleaning stuff and hanging stuff up. And you just had to put up another nail, you know. Yep.
Make sure it's a sturdy nail.
Yeah, yeah. But some folks don't have. And because they didn't have, they don't know better.
Mm-hmm.
But so I believe that once people know better,
then
they can do better. So this is, so don't just assume, don't assume that your mate know what you know, because they may not know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so give your mate time, work with them or work with her, you know, and over time things will change. But don't try to change your mate yourself. Don't try to change your mate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Give your mate time. It's just like anything when it comes to growing. It's a process. And so love your mate. As a matter of fact, that scripture over in 1 Peter chapter 4 and 8 says, love covers a multitude of sin. Now, if love can cover sin, then surely love can cover mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so give your mate time, love your mate, and then practice not only love, but practice that over there in Ephesians 4:31 through 32. It's some good spiritual principles on just how to live with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Wilbur, find that scripture over in Ephesians 4:31 and 32, and we'll close out with that scripture today.
It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another,
okay,
tenderhearted,
okay,
forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
Yeah, yeah. And so don't so much have the standard so high that you make yourself the standard. Realize that there are some things in your life that's not quite right, and God gave you time to get it right. And so that's what it says, forgive one another,
mm-hmm,
just like God has forgiven you. And that means that you got to practice it over and over and over again. You can't just say, you know, I forgave him, you know, one time, two times, three times. No, work with it. Work with it, because some people, they just want trying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my daddy would say that's a lack of home training.
Yeah.
And so my daddy would always say, don't fuss so hard. Don't be so hard on that child, because that child is coming from a home that don't really have much. They didn't have much home training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And so really the people that we need to really take it out on is the parents. And so same thing in this case here. You're dealing with somebody who really didn't have that much home training. So practice those spiritual principles. All right, Sister Wilbur, look like that's going to be just about all for today. Thank you so kindly for coming in today in the Situation Room. And thank all of you out there in Radio Land for listening to us today. Hopefully we said something that will help you and encourage you on your Christian journey. All right, let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So let me just encourage you to stick and stay with us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room. God bless you. Have a good day.